As the Calgary Flames officially acquired Corbin Knight from the Florida Panthers for a fourth-round pick in the 2013 NHL draft, and now they have the rights to him to try and sign him to a brand-new contract after Corbin finished his senior year at the University of North Dakota. 49 points in 41 games last year, and now, for the time being, he's a member of the Calgary Flames organization. Welcome back to the program. Pat Steinberg along with you, and Corbin Knight joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline right now. Hey, Corbin, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing very well. I guess your initial thoughts about officially joining the Flames organization?
I was thrilled. It was, the last 24 hours have been pretty crazy, but when I got the call after this afternoon, I was ecstatic. I'm definitely a very, very lucky guy to be part of this organization, so I'm thrilled.
Now, how did this whole process come about, the process in deciding that maybe Florida wasn't where you were going to start your pro career and that for the time being, and right now it's going to be Calgary?
Yeah, it's, after the season was done, negotiations kind of took place there with Florida, and, just things weren't matching up perfectly, and it was just one of those things where we came to the conclusion that maybe it was time to part ways, and so we kind of flipped the page there, and then, it was a pretty quiet period there for a while, and all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, my agent called me, and things were starting to heat up a little bit at the combine, so, and then ever since then, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind, but yeah, it's been great so far.
Now, you talked to a number of different teams after deciding that Florida wasn't going to be where you started your pro career, so how many teams did you end up speaking to?
I'm not exactly sure. My agent kind of, did most of it just because, I was still with Florida and, teams were very respectful of that and they didn't want to be, tampering at all. So,
right.
He fielded most of that stuff, but I know there were, like you said, a couple of teams that were kind of knocking on the door there.
So what ultimately made you say, Calgary is the destination that I really think gives me a good opportunity?
Well, it was a couple things. I mean, I've grown up around the city of Calgary here, and I've, been watching the Flames since I can remember, and it's, it's such a hockey culture around here, and, the tradition and, of this franchise is something special, so just the opportunity to be a part of that was, be appealing to me. I'm pretty realistic with where I'm at, I want to have an opportunity to get that, and, I just felt that you're telling me, felt that, this is just the right place for me. So that's kind of basically what came out of it.
Corbin Knight is with us. He is the newest member of the Calgary Flames, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Okay, so tell me about your 4 years at the University of North Dakota, because the last 3 years, you're a point-per-game guy, a great senior season for you. How do you look back at your time at North Dakota?
Yeah, going to UND was probably one of the best decisions of my life. It was 4 years that I learned so much, both on and off the ice. I looked from a player stand, and the improvements I made there while I was there, it was, I don't know if I would have been able to, develop anywhere else like I did there. So it was definitely, looking back, the right choice. And, it was 4 unbelievable years. It's sad it's over, but, I'm excited kind of for the next chapter to start here. But, yeah, it was unbelievable 4 years.
How did you settle on there? Because, I know that you had a number of different schools that were interested in you when you were coming out of Okotoks. Why the University of North Dakota?
It's funny. It's, there's a lot of, parallels between the Calgary Flames organization and, the North Dakota there. They have such a rich tradition, and, it's a hockey-crazy town, and, you get a sold-out barn every night. So from a hockey player standpoint, it's the ideal place to play, and I just felt like I was going in there, a young guy, and I wanted to develop and try to become the best prospect I could become, and I with my coaches there, Dave Haxtell and Dane Jackson and Brad Berry, they really put you on the right track, and really work to develop you, and it's just one of those things where I felt that it was the best thing for my development, both as a player and as an individual, and they lived up to my expectations and exceeded them in every aspect, because what they did for me, I couldn't ask from anybody else.
You wore a letter there. You were a top 10 finalist for the Hobie Baker in your senior season, 49 points in 41 games. Why such a great year in your final year? What would you attribute that to?
Well, you know, we had an unbelievable team, I think, you know, all the way from our goalies out. I had a great supporting cast. It was pretty easy coming to the rink every night and playing when you know, I have a great team like I did, and, you know, guys that just care about winning every night. It really made it easy for me, and like I said earlier with my coaches, they just put me in an opportunity to succeed, and they really believed in me, and it made it, you know, a lot easier than I know some other guys have it in other places, because, you know, they just lay it out for you, and all you have to do is work hard and, you know, try to take advantage of it.
Corbin Knight's with us, acquired from the Florida Panthers by the Calgary Flames this morning, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. And you started your career, I guess your high-level career, with the Okotoks Oilers. You played a season with them, or a full year with them in 08-09. I guess just looking back on your time with a really good Junior A organization, how important were the Oilers for you?
Yeah, that year was huge for me. I think, you know, before that, I was kind of a older guy playing midget hockey. I never made junior as a, you know, a 16, 17-year-old. So, you know, coming out and out, you know, I missed my first draft year. I wasn't, you know, drafted my first draft year. So coming in Okotoks, you know, as an 18-year-old, it was a big year for me, you know, just to kind of, you know, confidence-wise, to realize that maybe I do have a future in this game. And then, you know, it was the same thing with the opportunity there. They had a great opportunity for me, and I was able to, you know, play in every circumstance and really work on becoming a better player. And, you know, they had great relationships with, you know, Division I schools, and I was able to get in contact with a few, and it just kind of worked out well from there. So Okotoks was a huge part of my, you know, success and, you know, development as a player.
When did you, like, was there ever a thought that maybe the Western League or Major Junior was the route for you, or was it always focused on trying to go to the NCAA?
You know, it was tough for me. I was a bit of a late bloomer, you know, physically growing up. I was passed over in the Bantam draft, and I never really got any serious looks from, you know, Major Junior teams until I was about 17. And at that point, I'd kind of shifted my focus towards, you know, the college route. I'd met some people that have played there, and they spoke so highly of it. And my mom always, you know, pressed school on me to try to, you know, do as well as I could. And she always said, you know, if your career doesn't work out, you got to have something to fall back on. So that was a big reason, you know, to please her. And so it was just one of those things where it just felt right from a young age that, you know, I knew Major Junior maybe wasn't the route for me, and, you know, I could keep developing in college hockey.
Well, a lot of times when we talk to new members of the Flames organization, we ask them, okay, so what do you know about this Flames team? What do you know about the Flames organization? Well, growing up in High River and playing in Okotoks, I imagine you know quite a bit about the Flames.
Yeah, I'm pretty, you know, familiar with everything there. And, you know, in the last couple of weeks here, I've really got to know Jay and John and everybody in the office there and the coaching staff. And I've been nothing but, you know, flattered with how they've handled everything and how they've treated me. And it's really exciting to, you know, see them and listen to them talk about, you know, their plans and, you know, for the future of the Flames. And it's just an exciting time. I think, you know, they're really going in the right direction and they have the right personnel. You know, I can't say enough good things about the management there. They're really high character quality guys that, you know, really, really want to win and bring that back to Calgary. So, you know, to have the chance to be a part of that, it was just too good to turn down. So it was, you know, I've been thrilled with everything so far.
Do you have any memories growing up and watching the Flames? You turned 23 in September, so you were right there for the Red Mile in 2004. But anything that sticks out to you watching the Flames growing up?
I mean, I think when they went on the cup run, I think, I don't know if I'll ever forget that. Just, you know, it wasn't just Calgary. It was everywhere. I know High River, everybody was just bleeding red and wearing red all the time. And I just, at that point, I was blown away by the passion of this, you know, Southern Alberta and Calgary. It's not very, you can't find very many places that are as passionate about hockey as they are in Calgary and the surrounding area. So I'll never forget, you know, the passion and how everybody just bleeded red around this area.
Corbin Knight's with us from the Calgary Flames, acquired by the team today from the Florida Panthers in exchange for a fourth-round pick in the 2013 draft. Joins us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Okay, so you've got 4 years under your belt at the University of North Dakota, and you talked earlier about you're pretty realistic about where you are. So how do you describe yourself as a player right now?
I think kind of what I would say my game is I'm a two-way centerman. You know, I take a lot of pride in, you know, being good in both ends of the ice. I think it's something that's pretty crucial for a young guy trying to, you know, make his way in professional hockey. And so I've really worked to try and, you know, be good in both ends of the ice. And I think, you know, face-offs is something that I've really developed over the last couple of years, is, you know, trying to be as good as that as possible. So I think, you know, a two-way centerman is kind of what I'd label myself as.
And you were kind of cutting out when you were talking about, you know, you're realistic in where you are right now. So you talk about your projection. How close do you think you are to being able to be the type of player you think you can be at the highest level?
Well, you know, for me, it's a lot different than, you know, an 18-year-old coming out of, you know, the major juniors. You know, I'm 22 years old. I'm kind of an older prospect. You know, I had 4 years at college. So I think I'm a little different situation than those guys. I think, you know, I'm a little more developed. You know, I've been through a little bit more, so I kind of, you know, understand that. But, you know, I think I have a ton of respect for the NHL and the guys that play there. I mean, it's the best league in the world, and, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be playing there. So, you know, I know that going into training camp, it's going to be probably the toughest, you know, thing in my career. But, I have goals set, you know, to make the team out of training camp, and, you know, I'm going to work really hard and, you know, do whatever it takes to do that. So, you know, it's just one of those things where hopefully I can, you know, keep having a good summer here and head into camp, you know, in good shape and, you know, confident, and then, you know, see what happens. Hopefully I can get a couple lucky breaks here and there, and, you know, we'll see. But, yeah, it's definitely my goal is to, you know, try to make the team out of training camp.
Well, I know the team is excited as well about the leadership side of your game. You wore a letter at North Dakota. How do you describe yourself as a leader?
I'm not really I wouldn't say I'm really a rah-rah type of guy. I don't think I have any great speeches that any guys really remember in the dressing room. I think, for me, I just, you know, I try to come to the rink and work hard every day and try to, you know, lead by example. I think, for me, that's just what I feel comfortable with and feel that I can, you know, bring the most to the dressing room. So that's the one way I try to lead, is just by example, because I'm not really a vocal guy and, you know, have great speeches or anything like that. So that's how I try to lead.
And what's the rest of the summer like for you? You're working out here in Calgary, is that right?
Yeah, I work out here in Calgary at Crash Conditioning. So, you know, it's been awesome so far. And then, you know, hopefully we can get things figured out with Calgary, and I'll be at development camp in July. And then after that, I don't really have any big plans, just kind of keeping routine here and try to get ready for the fall.
Well, congratulations on joining the organization. Looking forward to seeing you at Prospects Camp in about a month's time. And certainly there's the tournament in Penticton, and then obviously training camp in September. So thanks so much for doing this, man, and good luck going forward.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you letting me come on.